There are times that the word of Jesus are meant to be literal, and there are times that his words are meant to be metaphorical. I don't believe everyone agrees which is which, but I think it is important to be consistent with his teachings as they apply to our life and the way that we use them to make decisions for our life. After the close of the Beatitudes, Jesus shifts his attention from character development to how to be an example of a disciple of Jesus in this dark and corrupt world. He uses two metaphors to communicate some principles of being impacting on the culture that we find ourselves in. But I do believe that Jesus not only is speaking to the disciples then, he's also speaking to all of his disciples that would yet appear in the annals of the church yet to come. He gives them a new concept that is based on an item that is deeply woven into the history of the hearer. He said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." For some background, in the minds of those hearing this, their history referred to three different places in the Old Testament that the people of Israel celebrated the salt of the covenant. There's even a time that Elijah is confronted with a concern of a town's water source that had brought death and poison to the land. Elisha took a new container and filled it with salt and threw the salt in the water, and literally it cured the water. Matter of fact, they say it was cured even to this very day, and that is found in 2 Kings, which, by the way, 2 Kings was written only about 500 years before Jesus arrives. So, back to you're the salt of the earth. You know, this might be a good topic to discuss after Jesus shares with us this thing of persecution at the end of the Beatitudes. Because if there's one thing we know about salt, yes, it does preserve, and yes, it definitely makes things taste better at times. But salt irritates and purifies. May we truly be the salt of the earth. My prayer is this: may we be wise enough to see that we are called to be a purifier of our culture and a preserver of the good in it. But also, we're to be an enhancer of the godly flavors of this life. God bless.